You've got like the likes of George Osborne, David Cameron there, one or two others, Dominic Grieve, you mentioned earlier. Is that going to be a problem for Theresa May, where you've got sort of, she's actually made quite a lot of enemies right at the start of her premiership, whereas you normally leave it 3 or 4 years?
Well, I think Theresa wanted to set her stamp on the new government, and it is a new government. You know, when you get a new prime minister, they are entitled to build their team around them that they want to work with for the next few years.
But do you think it was a bit of a purge of the old regime? Because it did feel like that at the time.
Well, I think to comment is, to be honest with you, when you're in the middle of it, you are so caught up with trying to make sure that your family know before the TV break the news and your constituency staff and your London staff find out. You're trying to deal with the fallout of a private office, clearing offices. I've been wondering how on earth I've managed to accumulate quite so much paperwork in just 6 years in Parliament. I think, obviously, one of the things to be mindful of is the fact that we don't have a big majority. And as I say, we're going to have people like me and others who will be asking questions from the back benches.
Sounds like a bit of a warning.
I think that I personally, talking to other colleagues for whom the same thing has happened, we are actually now, many of us have been ministers or PPSs for a long time, and actually the opportunity, as I say, to ask those questions like today about the Brexit statement, which is actually, how is this going to work? What are the government
plans? You could form a little club, couldn't you? I mean, George Osborne, Michael Gove. I mean, would you, as a backbencher, and I mean, you were known as a loyal member when you were on the backbenches or on the front bench. Could you conceive of voting against your own government?
I think it would very much depend on the issue. It's not something you go into Parliament to do, particularly in relation to delivering a manifesto where you stood on that and, you know, you should all be in the same lobby voting to deliver
Sounds
on that.
Sounds a bit like a yes.
Well, I think it's really difficult, honestly, to know what the votes are going to be. Mm. You know, when you're asked that in a constituency election, as you will know, the answer you always give is, if it affects my constituency or constituent, then yes, I would obviously stand up for them in Parliament.
And just very finally, do you think George Osborne still has something to offer the government?
I do. Look, I'm a great fan of George's. I worked with him in the Treasury. I sat with him around the cabinet table. I think he has done a remarkable thing. David Davis actually paid tribute to him this afternoon, to the work that he oversaw over 6 years to rebuild our economy. And I think that any party, if you don't make the most of all of your talents on your benches, that's something that can be regretted.
Do you think it was a mistake for her to send him to the back benches? Could he become a sort of Michael Heseltine figure?
I can't imagine George being a Michael Heseltine. I haven't spoken to George. I don't know what his plans are. I think it's a decision very much for the Prime Minister to make. But I mean,
you wouldn't have made it, would you?
Well, as a fan of George's, I think he has a huge amount to give and always a member of the top team.